This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
It's only Derek Sandy, local tunage this hour. Truly, truly love. He was so much more than Welcome to the Isle of Wight. And that's our local tunage for this hour. Don't forget, you can send your tracks to us, ian.mac@vectisradio.fm. We've got our friends in from AAA Records, Hair Bear, a.k.a. Jonathan. Welcome.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Sorry. Yes,
good afternoon. Have you got any Derek Sandy at the shop?
I'm sure we have. We've got most things. We can't always find them.
We came in a little while ago, and it was the day of the opening of the museum.
Yeah, the White Music Experience, which is now available free museum at AAA Records in St James Street, Newport, where we have got a massive collection of material connected with music on the Isle of Wight, not just the festivals, because everyone does that, but some more obscure stuff with the festivals, but also going back to the Victorian era and right up to date as well with Coach Party, Wet Leg, The Pill and so on.
Look, it was fantastic. The opening, I really, really enjoyed. Obviously, we were all downstairs looking in the vinyl, hearing some songs being sung and so on. It took us back. I brought in my sister-in-law, brother-in-law. Brother-in-law got lost in the vinyl.
And he bought something as well. And he's very glad you brought him along.
He messaged me last week, said it was a fantastic album. I can't remember what the name of the album was, but it was something I've never even heard of. But he said he was so thrilled with it. So big thanks for organising it, inviting us and so on. It was such a success, but so interesting. When we went upstairs, there were so many memories. I wanted to stay there, but my wife wanted to get home and cook the tea. And
we have got a lot of things up there, sheet music from Victorian music hall artists that were born on the island. I think I mentioned last time a lady called Betty Compton, who, born in Sandown, ended up being on stage with Fred Astaire in the USA and marrying the mayor of New York. Uffa Fox, his LPs, famous for boats, but also sang sea shanties in a very original way. And then, of course, the festivals. And we were very pleased to have Ray Fook at the event. He's just added to his book, The Last Great Event, about the 1970 festival and all the shenanigans that led up to it. And he's now added a new chapter to that, and that's now out in paperback. And we've actually still got a couple of signed copies at the shop if people are interested in that. But you mentioned the music. One thing we were very pleased to have as part of that event was a wonderful singer called Jess Leong performed a few tracks from contemporary to the 1970 festival, but also performed a song called White is White, which we think is the first time it was ever performed on the island. But it was a song written following the 1969 festival and was a massive hit all over Europe. You go to France, you go to Italy, you mention the song, they know it, and they know the connection with the Isle of Wight. She's learned that, she's performed it. As a result of that, it's going to be done also at the Literary Festival coming up next month. Ray Fook's going to be speaking there, and Jess is going to be performing that song again. I think they're claiming it's the first performance there, but we had the first performance.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's a lovely song. You can find it on YouTube and whatever, other platforms. But it's a part of island musical history that just isn't appreciated here.
No, and there's a story to it that nobody, like I say, nobody really knows, but they will do, and if not, they will. It's coming. They'll get it.
Well, what we're hoping is that Jess is actually going to record it, and so people can hear it, a contemporary version, and will know about it.
I could have stayed there for hours because it was so fascinating, so interesting. The one story that you told just kind of, I don't know, it just made me think. You've got to tell this story on the radio, because you showed me a picture of some ladies that were at the festival, and you said something along the lines of, see this lady in this picture, we tracked her down, and she gave us the clothes that she was wearing in this picture at the festival.
That sounds worse than it actually is. Well, I can't claim any credit for this. This is Andy Barding, who I run the shop with, and this is something he did. But it actually centres around, at the 1970 festival, they had disposable sleeping bags that were on sale. I think they were on sale for 8 shillings. And, of course, they were used once, twice, and never again. They're basically a glorified potato sack. But the lady in question, and I cannot remember her name, and I apologise massively. I'll try and if I come on again, I'll try and give her credit then.
Oh, you're not together anymore then?
Hmm?
You're not together anymore then?
I wasn't
God,
there
I've,
in 1970.
I've interrupted one of the most amazing stories.
But she was part of a group who advertised the sleeping bags for sale. And there's a lovely photo of the three of them on, I think, on Afton Down itself with these sleeping bags in a sort of 60s pose. And they're wearing little red mini skirts and T-shirts, whatever. And, yeah, as I say, Andy managed to track down one of them, and she sent the skirt that she was wearing, which is now on a mannequin in the shop next to the sleeping bag, which we've got a mint sleeping bag, one that hasn't been used, or if it was used, it was used very carefully. So again, is that sort of quirky extra stuff that we've got in the museum, in the White Music Experience. So I say the sleeping bag, the advert for it, and the skirt that was worn in the publicity photo.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a cracking story. It just blew me mind, really, because I'm thinking, right, you tracked it down in that photo, and now you've got a skirt.
Yeah, well, we've also talked to someone who actually made a lot of money out of the sleeping bags, because I think they bought them for 3 shillings and flogged them for 8 shillings and sold a few thousand. So they did well out of them.
Going down the stairs, there was a Southern Vectis some kind of sign, and it just took me back, because I think I'm sure I would have seen that when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's a copy. I you've reminded me, we need to get hold of Southern Vectis. I hope they have some sort of archive, because they did a brilliant poster, and I can't remember the wording, but it's Southern Vectis goes mod, or mods go by bus, and it is very much of its time, but it's done with the sort of logo of The Who, obviously who were big at the time, played on the island a few times. But yeah, it's a lovely quirky bit of 60s memorabilia. We'd love to find an original one, but I also wonder what else there was, what else Southern Vectis did, what other companies did that tied in with the music scene on the island, particularly in the 60s, which was so big, because there were so many big venues on the island which big names came. You know, Pink Floyd, The Who,
yeah.
David Bowie before he became David Bowie. They've all played on the island, in Ryde, Ventnor, wherever. And it's just finding the stuff that brings back the memories, the tickets, the bill posters, and so on.
Yeah.
And that's what we're about. The White Music Experience is there to gather this stuff, just to show what a rich musical history the island has. But also to help inspire memories and bring that back for people, but also to inspire the new generation as well.
So head to AAA Records in Newport.
111 to 112 St James Street.
Is it the man on the moon?
The man in the moon, yeah.
The man in the moon, all right, yeah. Okay. That's a bad grammar, isn't it?
Well, the man in the vicinity of the moon. I don't
know. Yeah, that's just silly. I'd just go and change it. I'd have to get a pen and change that, wouldn't you?
You know, you'd have to get a ladder as well, because it's about 12 foot up the wall.
Well, we'll finish the show first, and then we'll go round, wouldn't it? Round and put that right. So, look, it's free as well. And,
yep.
And what would you say to people that have got any kind of festival memorabilia? And I mean, proper memorabilia.
Not just festival memorabilia. I mean, we're pretty good on that. It's the other sort of things, the posters from the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, you know, when Level 42 played clubs and so on, the nightclubs, membership cards for the 69 Club or the Flamingo, a new one I didn't know about that was apparently in Ryde Arcade. If people have got anything like that and they'd like to share it, we'd love to see it. If we can make copies, or if people want to donate it, we can put it on display. You know, a lot of people hang on to things and don't know what to do with them, but there's many other people out there who'd like to see this stuff, and that's what we're trying to provide, a way to get this stuff out there so people can see it and the memories can come back. So come and visit us, show us what you've got, and if you want to donate it, if you want to loan it to us, or just to see it and have the chance to maybe take a photo and share in the history of it.